This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We were headed for a sports hodgepodge, but we are now headed for a conversation with our Texas Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host and play-by-playman. He is at Jared Sandler on X, the must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere, and he joins us now here.
He's in the building!
After a tie game. Exciting ending there, Sands. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Top 10 spring training game of all time is what I'm hearing. I think MLB Network is going to change their rankings, and the show, which airs on February 30th every year, will now feature this game.
I don't appreciate your sarcasm about my baseball passion, sir.
No. It was
living and dying by this.
Right decision to send the runner or what?
Sebastian Wolcott was actually not sent. Sebastian Wolcott decided to go on his own. I think Tony Beasley was throwing up the stop sign. But, hey, you live and you learn. This is a moment that Sebastian Wolcott will remember for the rest of his life. Hopefully he doesn't lose sleep over this, and he'll come back tomorrow a better man.
Joe in Flower Mound wants to know about the balk. What was there any explanation of that, or what did you see on that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was staring into my computer and didn't notice what happened to trigger the balk. But I don't agree with the call. I thought it was horrible. I don't know what Mark Ripperger was thinking.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the Rangers protested that call. And that, I mean, the guys, that made the difference. The Iguana Cup might be decided because of that bogus call that I didn't see. But I can tell you was definitely bogus.
Is there more conversation today about Jordan Montgomery in light of the Blake Snell signing?
Not really. I guess I'd say there's conversation about Jordan Montgomery every day. But I think the conversation would have been a little heavier if Jordan Montgomery, if Blake Snell signed with the Astros. I guess at this point with the Rangers, it's not like they're in intense negotiations and they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, from my understanding. It's simply a matter of sitting at a red light, and a red light is remaining red, and it might remain red, and Jordan Montgomery signs with someone else, and if he doesn't and maybe the light turns green, then he's a Ranger, right? You know, I think it's simply about what ownership believes is in the best financial interest at this current time, and short of that, I don't really have a better explanation, unfortunately.
What do you think is the current state in terms of, we were kicking this around earlier, like the biggest weakness for this team heading into the season, and why is there no weakness?
Yeah, well, there's definitely not a weakness. But of all their amazing strengths, the weakest of the strengths, or the least strong, the area that it's like the 25-pound dumbbell when every other element's doing like 50-pound dumbbells, would definitely be the pitching depth. And the starting depth specifically. I actually think they're in good shape with bullpen depth.
We nailed it.
They got some interesting decisions to make when, you know, as far as opening a roster is concerned, which could impact the bullpen depth based on guys who may or may not in turn stay in the organization because of it. But, you know, who do you have after 1 through 5? And I think two guys, you know, with this rotation, you got three guys in Heaney, Dunning, and Bradford who in the way they were utilized last year, are guys who maybe don't have the same gas tank, or the staff doesn't have the appetite for them to have the same gas tank as Nathan Eovaldi and John Gray. So three-fifths of your rotation are guys who you might be more comfortable sitting at 70 to 80 pitches as opposed to 90 to 100. So you're really going to need that bullpen depth. That's important, and I think they have it. But then after 1 through 5, what happens? What happens if someone goes down the first couple weeks, first month? What happens if two guys go down? Who are the guys who are going to step up? And I think because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if Jose Ureña makes the team as a long reliever so they can keep him in the organization and then move him into the rotation if the Rangers end up having a need. I think, you know, with Jack Leiter, I think the Rangers have an interesting decision with Jack. Do they have him start the season in the bullpen as a multi-inning reliever? And there will be a role for that because of what I mentioned with three-fifths of the rotation maybe not being, you know, full-fledged, hey, they could go seven innings on, you know, three out of every five starts type guys. Or do you send him to AAA and have him maintain a starter's routine knowing that you very well might use him? And then after those two guys, who do you have? You know, who are the guys who you're confident in? That right now is the biggest question mark for this team, is if they are forced to use depth beyond five starters, which basically every team, you know, ends up having to at some point, who are those guys for them?
It's Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan, our Rangers insider. How about some Lankford context? Is this like the best spring training ever for a rookie out of college or what?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'd be curious how it stacks up. Like, I don't know that there are databases that can filter out something that specific. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's got to be up there. And, you know, you match the spring training production with the hype. You know, that's the other thing, too, is guys have had really good springs. And, you know, it can be a guy like Adolis Garcia. Not that, you know, Adolis has had a banner spring or anything, but, you know, a known commodity. Or maybe it's a guy out of nowhere like Adolis Garcia in 2021. But Wyatt Langford is so new to the organization. You know, so few people had laid eyes on him, and there was all this hype. And for him to do what he's done this spring has been really exciting. And I just don't know. I don't think there's anything else he could do to make the team. I think maybe there's a 1 in 100,000th chance that the Rangers just feel like it's in their best interest to have him start in AAA. But a one in 100,000th might be selling that short. I don't see that happening. And not only do I see him making the team, I think he hits third or so, wow, you know, a leverage spot when the season starts.
Sounds like, my goodness, you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, first ballot, 100% unanimous vote.
There's two of us. Sorry, Chief.
No, you're good. How big of a win is it that the Astros did not end up landing Snell?
So that's interesting. I might have a different take on this than most. Obviously, it is overall better that he does not sign with them because he is a really good pitcher, a reigning Cy Young Award pitcher, a winning pitcher, and you know, on a short list of two-time Cy Young Award winners. I am kind of the opinion that it would have been funny to see them spend all that money on Blake Snell, who I don't think is necessarily the best fit in a clubhouse. And I have concerns about him. But you're right. At the end of the day, incredibly talented, and better to see him, you know, not just not with the Astros, but not in the American League. There are some folks who thought because of his Seattle ties, he'd go to the Mariners. That never really made sense because the Mariners already have a robust rotation. But I guess overall it's a win. But I'm curious how the Blake Snell experience goes in San Francisco. There's something a little odd about him.
If he did go to Houston, do you think that would have made it more likely the Rangers would have been aggressive in trying to bring back Montgomery?
I do, and I don't think there would be a change of heart in the front office. I think it could be something you could use as an appeal to ownership to say, hey, we just beat these guys. These are our rivals. We just retook control, and, you know, we don't want to see what they just did. You know, like, I think it would be one of those types of conversations. So I do think that would be something that maybe could have changed the dynamic, or maybe not at all. You know, I don't know. Because it didn't happen, then, you know, obviously those conversations aren't and can't exist.
Jared, I asked Mike Bassick this question about with Wyatt Langford being getting all the notoriety here. And does that kind of leave Evan Carter flying under the radar? And, you know, if wouldn't we be all talking about Evan Carter if it wasn't for Wyatt Langford? I mean, is it kind of – does it take some pressure maybe off Evan Carter?
Yeah, that's a great question. If in fact, you know, he would feel the pressure, which I think you can probably make an argument that he's just kind of wired in a way where – but, yeah, yeah, you're right. And I was on – with an Oakland program earlier, and the host, a guy named Chris Townsend, kind of echoed that sentiment that, wait a second, I forgot about Evan Carter. You know, this Evan Carter guy, he's good too. And so, yeah, no, you're right. And what's really cool, Evan Grant wrote an article earlier today about their relationship and you know, how they're getting to know each other and, you know, how it could be a really cool relationship that blossoms over several years. And I took a second to just think, like, you think of great pairings in sports, and not just baseball, but a pair of guys who grow up in an organization together, and they capture the fan base, and they perform at such a high level, and it's one of those, this is why sports can be so romantic type of storylines. And how cool would it be if 10 years from now Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter are big time producers for the Rangers, and they've become, really good buddies. And, Biggio, just in baseball, Biggio Bagwell, I hate myself for going to the Astros right away, but Biggio Bagwell or the group of Yankees that, became super close with, Pettit and Mariano Rivera and Jorge Posada and Derek Jeter all kind of, grew up together. But I think the Rangers have a chance to have something special like that. And, I think that's really neat.
Go ahead and say Mantle and Maris, too, if you want to.
I remember growing up watching them on HD, high def.
No, those two were, man, you talk about great players, though, right?
Yeah, no, you're right, though. Yeah, you're right.
Same time, same era, yeah.
Yeah, now Maris did have, the Cardinals experience, too, right?
Yes, he did.
I'm thinking,
grew up in the system.
I'm thinking from start to finish. Yeah. I remember when Maris became a Yankee. I was reading the paper that morning, and what a day that was.
Hey, Sands, before we let you get out of here, can we guess the Astros are like $236 million payroll? The Rangers at 215, the tax threshold's 237. Does that mean at some point before the trade deadline, executes that another $20 million is going to be spent on this roster, or do you think we're going to batten it down where it is right here?
No, I do think, Gavin, and that's a great question. I do think that a part of these decisions are made with that sort of foresight that the Rangers are going to. I think ownership has shown an appetite for making moves mid-season when the Rangers are in the mix. I mean, they certainly did it last year. They did it a decade ago. The Cole Hamels move was obviously significant. They did it the very next year. They did it, even prior to 2015. And, depending on who the player is, you got to assume the contract or be prepared that that's a possibility. And so, yes, I don't know that I can't tell you that they're saying, hey, we're not going to spend on Jordan Montgomery because we're going to save, that wiggle room for the deadline. But whether or not that's the direct correlation or relationship in their thought process, I can tell you that they are financially prepared and equipped, obviously, to help add to this team mid-season when, hopefully, I say when, if or when there is a need.
Jared, I'm trying to figure out what I could do to, I know we don't have as much rain delay theater these days with, with the Globe Life Field being the indoor ballpark that it is, but is there any chance you could mix in some of the spring training clubhouse interviews into your rain delay theater from time to time this season?
Some of yours?
Yeah.
Are the appropriate ones, yes. I think there's
all
a different
appropriate.
Yeah, I think there's a different bar. I think there's probably a little bit of a different bar for the network. Some of the questioning, but I think we can definitely take a best of because you definitely warrant a best of. I'd love to do that. Let's do it.
Okay. I mean, if you take out the length versus girth and you take out the steroids questions, I think they all
right.
play.
Yeah. And maybe there might be a few others, but
yeah. a few others.
Yeah, we might get it down. You know, it might become like a good 3-minute interview, which would be, you know, any bit counts for Rain Delay Theater. Just to try to get get from start to finish.
I thought I was gonna have to really do something to twist your arm on this, but I appreciate that, Jared. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, I felt like he covered spring training better than anybody I'd seen, and of course, when Wolchuk joins him, it's even better than that.
Yeah, I mean, we're still talking about it. I don't think anyone left an impression quite like Eric Chiafalo. I'm serious, actually. I think if you lined up everyone who steps foot in that clubhouse with a microphone and asked players, hey, you can be interviewed by one person, I wouldn't be surprised if Eric got the most votes.
Let's go.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe other than our guy from Waco?
Bill Coates.
Billy C. That dude's got it. He's got an aura and a presence.
Hey, Seager, I need you here right now. Let's go. Got a mic. Let's go.
I know. You don't get the chance to turn Billy C down, dude.
Hey, Bill, yeah,
Bill, I've got to get. No, come here, man. 30 seconds. Let's go.
Yep.
Going down in 3, 2. Got Corey Seager here. Corey, how do you like playing baseball?
Yeah. Are they getting antsy to get home and get this going for real, or are they already in that?
Yeah.
I think we all are.
You are.
Yeah. I think we all are. And I think what's really cool is that these guys know that it's not. I mean, any opening day is special, but this one's going to be incredibly special. Yeah. And I think a lot of the guys are really excited to be able to celebrate that. You know, whether it's someone like Marcus Semien, who I truly believe when he says that, like, he's in the present, like 6 feet in front of him, or someone who's, you know, not afraid to, you know, I guess have more of a range in their external demonstration. I think all these guys know what's coming. I think they're all super excited, and they've earned it, and the fans have earned it, and Thursday night's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be Parade 2.0. Same exact vibes, buddy. I appreciate you so much. Enjoy the rest of your time out there, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he goes, Jared Sandler, here with you in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Rangers, home of the champs. Opening day next Thursday, pregame at 6 with Sands, and the first pitch at 6:30. Sports Hodgepodge, Chief, where's it going?
Yes, sir. We have a Masters menu. We need to do some grading here, and we'll get you set for March Madness next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, CA and Reggie throwing heat. They're coming up in the Get Right, 7 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Always good to see these guys. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by our friends at the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. You or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Here we go. Here's the Chief, Sports Hodgepodge. Take it away.
Your reigning Masters champion, Jon Rahm, has announced his Masters menu. We are 23 days from the Masters getting underway, and Jon Rahm is bringing a taste of Spain to Augusta as he serves an homage to his home country at the Masters. His championship or his champion's dinner The menu looks to be, I'm imagining it's pretty dang good. He even has Mama Ram getting some shine here with one of her famous stews.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
One of her favorite stews. Mama Ram's classic lentil stew.
Lentil stew.
Yeah.
So she's, so I guess he's kind of putting Mom to work here.
Yeah.
They probably just gave the recipe.
They give the recipe.
I would want her overlooking it, though, because if my buddies are judging my mom's recipe, yeah. I want to make sure it's up to her standard.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we're losing recipes.
Trust me,
man.
I guarantee you there's somebody in the dining hall, the kitchen area of there at the club that has already called and got this recipe. And they've already probably worked it up a couple of different times.
I believe it. Yeah, it's apparently world-renowned chef Jose Andres.
That's his buddy.
These people know what they're doing.
That's his buddy, yeah.
In good hands, then?
When it's mom's stew, though, I bet somebody's going to be hovering over Chef Andres, making sure, did you put enough of this? Or did you put enough of that?
Yeah, I think he's Basque. I think I'm saying
it yes,
right.
Yes, yeah, four-course Basque feast. Yeah, I was going to say Basque, so I'm glad you said it first.
Basque, yeah. And so, yeah, and that's the great thing about the Masters. They pretty much gave you free latitude to serve whatever you want.
It's amazing. Now, I'm glad you said that because, yes, you do have free latitude to serve whatever you want, but it is not free financially. I am reading that you, the champion, you have to come correct. You're paying for all of this.
Yes, you are.
Oh, what?
That takes the shine off it entirely for me. Now, I know these guys got,
I thought this was part of the winning.
They got fat bag. Yes, I do. I did, too. I thought, like, this, I saw from Michael Kim saying, random fact that I found weird, and I find it just as weird, all costs of the champion's dinner is paid by the champion himself.
So have we ever had a champion decline?
Seems like the field should pay for it. You know, a bunch of losers. Yeah. I don't know if we've ever had anybody decline. I do know this is the most like exotic dinner they've ever had. It breaks the record significantly.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize a lot of the words until you got to the entree, which said ribeye.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was good with whatever else he was doing.
Pretty much everything that he listed on there was, I'd probably have to look up.
I've seen an interview. For sure. I saw an interview with him about this meal and they asked him the question, have you decided? And he was basically saying, I've got a lot of work to do on this. He goes, I think they're going to give me a lot of latitude, but I believe every one of these guys are going to enjoy this meal. And it's all from my home country. But he was giving it a lot of thought. I mean, all the way down to appetizers, the main course, the dessert, the salad, everything about it. He was like, he wasn't just like throwing like, okay, we're going to have barbecue and, you know, steaks and, you know, some shellfish or something like that. He was really trying to give them an idea food from his home is what he was trying to do. That it was important to him. So paying for it, probably no problem for him.
For sure. No problem.
Yeah.
But I did think a respect factor, you know, this should be on the house to some extent, but
absolutely.
I'm not going to read the main words cause I'm just going to butcher the heck out of them. But underneath the main words, they have like a nice little
tapas. One of the things like
English description on what these Spanish foods are.
I think you should try and pronounce the words.
So you're going to get an acorn fed Iberian ham cured pork loin.
There you go.
For starters, alongside a particular cheese and black truffle. You're going to get
that
Spanish.
Truffle's going to be intense. That's,
oh yeah. He just dropped 20 grand right there. Didn't he?
Easily.
For a field of 100 truffles.
Easily.
Yeah.
Spanish omelet, onions, confit, potatoes?
Confit.
Like duck fat.
Okay. You're going to get spicy Basque chorizo and potatoes.
Sausage.
Ooh. Okay.
Sausage and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Some creamy chicken fritters.
Okay.
And then Mama Ram's.
Hush puppies. Yeah, they got some hush puppies there.
Heck yeah. And then you'll get Mama Ram's classic lentil stew. And that's just sort of your appetizer situation.
There you go.
First course is going to be the Basque crab salad and potato.
Okay.
Then your main course is going to be a choice of the Basque ribeye and some peppers. And then you'll have a turbot, and some Navarro white asparagus. And apparently, white asparagus, I'm reading, is way better than just regular green asparagus. I didn't know it existed.
Yes, it must be super expensive because I never seen it.
It's anywhere. Very expensive, and when they serve it, it comes in that, when you get it, it's in those, like, a tin. It's not even you have it in, like, almost, like, not out, but it's like you get it in this specialized device that carries it. It's that kind of rare. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. And then for dessert, you'll get puff pastry cake, custard, and Cantilly cream. So that is your John Rahm Masters meal. And one culinary critic says, love this menu from Rahm.
Yeah.
Eating the Iberico ham is an experience everyone should have. Wagyu of pork is the way it's described.
Let's go.
When done correctly, it is cut extremely thin and placed on a plate that is lightly heated by candlelight.
Yeah.
Candlelight is used so it doesn't cook the pork.
Okay.
This keeps the ham from firming up and leaves it in a melt-your-mouth texture. Spanish cheese with black truffle is chef's kiss.
Beautiful.
The guy writes that he loves the fish, the turbot fish. Delicious.
Can you spell the fish for me, please?
T-U-R-B-O-T.
Okay. Never heard.
I think it is turbot.
I think you're right. I mean, I've never.
It's like one of those flat fish, like a, looks like a kind of like a flounder or something. Or
yeah.
Halibut.
Yeah.
Probably something from the region there, you know, something they catch out of there.
They describe it as a delicious, white, flaky, firm fish with a mild taste, but not flavorless.
Yeah.
And then he just says that also white asparagus, greater than sign, green asparagus.
Much better. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that existed. I want to actually Google that up and see what it looks like.
It's like $20 a jar on Amazon.
Some damn expensive
might be
fish
like
too.
A delicacy vegetable or something.
Wow. Well, there it is. I think we would all be fired up to give this a go here. But yeah, once I saw the ribeye situation, I knew we were going to be in good hands. I'm sure Mama Rahm's stew is pretty good. Creamy chicken fritters, like whatever that is. That's probably just dominant. And then an omelet, like a Spanish omelet.
Yep.
That's going to be a nice start as well. So this is definitely a unique Master's dinner.
So the chicken fritters kind of look like crab cakes.
Yeah.
But made of chicken.
I think it'd be hilarious if, like, Eric was part of this as much as he likes to eat. Like, he would go back. Eric's like.
why wouldn't you?
Eric's got his green jacket on for, you know, the dinner and all that. He's sitting there and he's like eating off other dudes' plates. Like, oh, you really don't want that one? You want to try that one?
Hey, eating off other dudes' plate guy. It's to my left.
It's a power move.
Oh, I don't eat off other dudes' plates.
No,
it's more drinking other people's drinks.
When at Toppers.
No, wait a minute.
Toppers drunk
off of the table.
At the Vegas at the Vegas buffet, I grabbed something off your plate.
I think you did.
Bro, try this. Bro, you got to try this.
Yeah, I offered up a little something there. Yeah, but when in a buffet, you know, there's room for.
Yeah, I guess you can always go back and get more.
I can always get more.
Yeah, when you just keep going back, though.
When you grabbed that lady's drink who had just exited, Wolchuk, were you more thinking, man, I'm kind of parched, I'm thirsty, or I'm just turning up so much, I'm going for it?
You know what? It was all of the above at that moment. I just didn't know, I think, what I was
thinking.
That was
a crazy damn night.
That whole night just was.
That was wild.
A blur.
Derek Holland, man.
Things got interesting.
Way interesting.
I will say, dude, if you could give me one sports experience. Throwing that green jacket on and just schmoozing and rubbing elbows at the Masters dinner.
How badass are you feeling in that green jacket?
Like in this hypothetical, you are welcome and you belong.
And you've got your sandals on that you always wear. Your hair is long. You got that green jacket on and you're eating off of people's plates. I can see that, bro.
Yes.
You got to wear a tie, bro.
This is my dream.
Dude, are these crab cakes, man?
Yeah, is there chicken in there, bro?
Yeah, he's leaning
can't
over.
Let him
Jack Nicklaus is sitting there eating his. Jack, did you chase these crab cakes?
I'll give Jack a hearty slap on the rear end and say, "How you doing, Jack?" That would be epic, dude. That would be an experience. That would be my.
You and Tiger Woods sitting next to each other trading stories?
Yeah, bro, trading stories.
Bro,
Tiger's
house?
Like, yeah, Tiger's
waffle
elbowing house? Him like, hey, man, you see that one?
Yeah.
You see that one?
Hey, man, what are you doing afterwards?
Golly, that
been
would
there,
be.
Done that.
That would be an epic freaking experience. Congratulations, John Rahm. That is going to be quite the time. And apparently, and I guess this should have been assumed, but I didn't know it was sort of required, and it is tradition for the champion to give a bit of a Masters Champions dinner speech. So John Rahm says that the speech, I believe him to be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a shyer kind of dude. Yeah. And so he says that the idea of having to give a speech at the Masters Champions dinner has been, quote, living rent-free in his head. But he says hopefully one or two glasses of wine will help me get a little more fluid in that speech.
There you go.
So I got a feeling he's going to be okay.
He'll be fine.
That's something you don't want to overdo from personal experience, but I think two glasses of wine, you'll be in the sweet spot.
Keep it short.
Was that a wedding situation that you got involved in?
Yeah.
Multiple. Best man?
Yeah.
Multiple.
Multiple decades. you know, if
multiple.
Yeah, we're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. By the way, we are going to see the Kansas City Royals their opening day. We're going to get to see the first pitch thrown out by Andy Reid.
Yes.
Let's go, Andy.
Our punt, pass, and kick champion from about 70 years ago. I bet he can pitch, dude. I bet he's going to get to the glove.
Do you think he stands on top of the hill?
No, he'll probably get to the front of the mound.
His balance is pretty good, as Travis Kelce proved for us.
Yeah,
he can take it.
I think he'll, but yeah, at that age, you don't want to take any risks. But I think he's going to bring it. Okay, Andy Reid's a great athlete, and yeah, I think he's going to take pride in this throw.
Do you think Andy's probably going to wear the big Royals jacket, or is he going to wear a jersey?
We can hope so.
I think he's going Royals jacket. That's going to be my guess.
I would love to see him in a jersey, though, but I think it is mostly jacket.
Don't you go Chiefs gear, though, the big red pullover? Don't
no.
You
just,
I think you want to ingratiate like in the game. You want to ingratiate yourself to the Royals fan base, perhaps. But I don't know. I like that idea. I like the idea of him going headset, and in his left hand, he's got the play call sheet. Yeah. And, you know, a few feet away, is Travis Kelce ready to
I'm betting,
forearm shiver him?
I'm betting 5X Bobby Witt jersey. That's what I'm betting.
Okay.
That looked clean on him.
Well, we do get some March Madness tournament action starting tonight, the playing games, yeah. Right? So welcome to the Madness.
And the NIT, baby. North Texas beating up on the LSU
Are they really?
Tigers right now.
Are they really?
38-27 with 2:20 left in the first. Let's go,
man. You guys are going to win that game.
I hope we win the damn tournament again.
We are the NIT. That is what we are. And we own that. We take that with pride.
No, we do.
Tom Crean appreciates
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm seeing this. This is going to be useful as you try to predict a couple of things for your bracket here. Recent trend.
Oh, wow.
Letting us know.
This now.
How many brackets have you done?
Just one.
Walchuk?
That's all I'm allowed.
I've only done one.
Just one.
Zero.
I did a two-ski. Who's making the rules?
So I'm in Bennett's bracket at school, okay, gotcha. So they only said you can have one. That's it.
There's a recent trend that tells us apparently phallic team names could be the key to finding this year's Cinderella. And when you look through over the last few years of March Madness tournament action, in every tournament since 2021, a top two seed has lost in the first round to a team with a euphemistic name. So in 2021, you had Oral Roberts defeating number two Ohio State. That started the trend. Next year, 2022, St. Peter's defeated number two Kentucky.
Long rod.
In 2023, Fairleigh Dickinson defeated number one Purdue.
Almighty.
This is what we call a trend here, ladies and gentlemen. Twice is coincidence, three times is a pattern. 2024, you have the opportunity to select number 16 Longwood over number one seeded Houston. And if you do it, you're going to set yourself up for bracket dominance. So just trying to give you a pro tip.
Appreciate that. Always pro been tip. More of a Long John guy myself.
Me too. Love good Long John.
It's better safe than sorry out here, Chief. Thank you so much. We'll crosstalk with the Get Right, see what Reggie and CA have cooking here for you on a Tuesday night when we come back in the G-Bag Nation.
Thank you, L.A. Mean Green up by 7 on those LSU Tigers at halftime of the NIT first-round matchup there.
SMU's playing right now, too.
Oh, SMU's getting into the action as well. So this is going to be fun. I'm excited.
State.
Maybe we'll get a North Texas-SMU matchup at some point, if the Mean Green can hold on. Tigers had themselves a nice little run to close out the first half. So I know Brian will be running home and making sure he's keeping an eye on LSU-North Texas as well as Spurs and Mavs tonight.
How about that? Yeah.
Look at this. Brian brought us versus the nosebleeds.
Well, this never happens. And this might be the only chance we have of a victory.
You're toast.
Because if this were in the football.
I'm predicting North Texas victory right now.
Let's go, Mean Green. Come on, baby.
I've seen this LSU basketball Woo! Team play.
Time now to catch up with the Get Right. Tonight we got Reginald Atatula, the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold. Chris, we were actually joking around like who would be the next person to get a statue. Maybe it could be you. Could we
Hell no.
Three-time statue, Chris Arnold.
No.
Like right out front of the Radio Hall of Fame.
No.
But if we had to give you a statue, where would it be?
Over my tombstone.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't be so damn humble.
Anybody else? No,
you got to put a button on that statue so we could, anytime we want to hear the ooh-wee, you know, we could just bop.
That might be kind
of
clever.
That'd be good.
I would go for that.
I would like that.
I would go for that.
How pumped are you guys for Wemby tonight and the Mavericks to just kick the crap out of the Spurs?
I mean, it'll be great. It'll be helping the standings. And then, of course, just another confidence boost. But, playing Wembanyama is always, or seeing at least him play, is always a fun thing. And so that'll be exciting watching, in addition to watching the Mavs continue to rein it in, figure out what they need to do over the last stretch of these games.
What's going to probably happen is, see, this was Pop, this is the big strategy Pop's been doing all season long with Wimby. He only plays him for a little while. It's like he's like, I'm not going to spoil him and have him do all the stuff he can do for nothing until I get better players around him. And
oh,
guess what?
I don't what? Like to hear this.
I'm just saying this is Pop. This is like him load management. Pop. You know, Pop invented load management.
He did.
Yeah. So this is part of his little strategy. He's like, okay, Wembanyama, we're going to baby him, move it along slowly. He'll probably get rookie of the year, but if he doesn't, that's no big deal because we're just going to build around him. And if we get really good players because we're a lottery team, we have nothing to lose. And let alone if he wants to, you know, make a trade or sign a free agent, somebody like Trae Young. I mean, he has nothing to lose. But you will see Wimby do some things, but the rest of that team ain't no good.
Okay, so I hit the Prize Picks more on, I think it was 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Should I hit less on Wimby tonight?
No, he's going to do but
yeah, he'll still find some numbers.
Okay. Yeah, and you'll get a taste. You'll just get a taste of what he can do. Just
see how it feels.
And you'll say, whoa, he's good, because he's really, really good. But you're not going to see like a full game out of him.
That's not going to happen.
Dude's been playing out of his mind right now.
For sure. Absolutely. I think, and it's been a little while since I've checked it, but I think he was hovering around like 27 minutes in a lot of these games. So I think that might have ticked up a little bit. So for your purposes, Wolchuk, it seems like, you know, he'll get enough minutes to maybe make it happen. I hope that for you.
What did you say, Mavs by 8.5?
Mavs are favored by 8.5.
I think you're good because
Mavs
they
be okay there.
If they win, they usually blow them
Let's
out.
Let's go. Let's make that happen. We do, of course, have the tournament. I asked you, Reg, because I think you finished in the top three last year of our station.
Y'all love bringing this up, don't you? I believe I did. I was second.
I'm just here to toot your own horn.
Thank you.
You don't want to toot it, I'll toot it for you.
I'm not a big tooter, to be completely honest.
All right, who's your final four? Like,
well,
I mean, any advice?
We know what the average number is. I mean, you're at least getting 12 to 13 off a day.
Yeah.
Not that many toots. Not that many toots.
And your blood pressure must be high.
You know what I mean?
You must be backed up.
It all depends on what you eat, right?
Oh, you pack like two or three into one?
You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, let's be efficient. Efficiency is my name of my game.
You're getting maximum value.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I know
you're good for the ecosystem.
It might be. I haven't done the research.
The emissions.
I'll have to run it up.
Yeah.
It is good for your blood pressure. I do know that.
Okay.
That's good to know. So you haven't done a bracket yet. I'm sure that you will. But do you have any advice for those of us that are filling them out currently?
I do, and that'll happen at 9:00 this evening.
Oh, what else do you have to tease, Reginald?
Well, no, but for sure, it's something that I've done, or I did last year.
Bracketeering
was some of the things. Look, I'm not a bracketeer in that way.
Bracketeering is a sport,
but I have at least leaned on smart people, and I will pass some of that advice on at 9:00.
You know some people.
I'm trying to think. What were some of the things? I'll have to look at my notes. I have notes because this is not off the top of my head, to be completely honest. One of the things I'll give you, McNeese State, fun team, right? Broadus, you're familiar. Will Wade, head coach over there.
Will, I mean, Will might be getting him another job.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of schools out there. Louisville's open.
Yeah, if you could put up with all the things that Will will do to win 30 games.
But to be fair, right, like the things that he was doing to win 30 games, a little bit more admissible now in this current era.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they McNeese went from losing 23 games last year to winning 30 games this season.
That's incredible.
Into the tournament. And so, yeah, no, that's a team that's really good, that plays great defense, all those things. And I think they're matched up pretty nicely to where I think they might make it out of the first weekend.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to do some tweaking. So,
by the way, we got a Tolo.
Is that
text
Gonzaga?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That section of the bracket, though, whoever wins that game has a chance to go pretty far.
Yeah, they really do.
Is there a team that you always picked because you thought they were gonna win it, and then they totally let you down, and then you didn't pick them the next year, and they totally won it?
Ooh,
Villanova's that team.
Virginia.
Ah, Nova's a fun one.
Virginia
did it against Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That well-dressed head coach screwed me over more than any. I mean,
who's that, Jay Wright?
Jay Wright.
I said Jay Billis.
My man, I'm like, Pitt was another one. Jamie Dixon.
Oh, and Jamie Dixon.
If you're,
Pitt,
if you're driving around Jamie Dixon listening
TCU head coach right now.
You worked me a lot when you were at Pitt. Mm. You know, always had that team that everybody's like, oh, man, this Pitt team is, I'll tell you, you got to watch them. They play a really great defense. They score, you know, and then they lose to friggin' Duquesne.
Quiet as it's kept, Kansas is one of those ones, to be honest. Kansas is obviously often a very good basketball team, but they love showing their ass every once in a while. When they do it, they do it in spectacular fashion.
Did they get beat by Bucknell one time? I think they got beat by Bucknell.
That sounds correct.
That does sound right.
In this regular season, they've been getting beat by teams that they normally don't lose to.
Well, they're super hurt.
Yeah, and so I wouldn't trust them at all this year.
Officially. Yeah, out for the tournament, in fact. Not even like a weekend or two.
Yeah, he's Dunsky. You know, Broadus, I think this year that might be Purdue.
Oh, really?
Don't yeah. 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 You know?
For sure.
Because yeah. last year, everybody's rocking with them. They won and done. Boom. Now everybody's kind of out on them, rightfully so. But oh, maybe no. maybe they go on
saying,
a bit of a run.
You're saying they're on a run.
Like, well, team, potentially, teams like to pick, people you know? Pick them, and then yeah. they usually don't end
is
up
Is UConn
it.
The best team in the country, or is
yes.
it Houston?
Yeah, UConn's
yeah,
the best.
That's what a lot of
best.
People say.
Yeah, UConn's been amazing this year.
But tell I do, what, I do watch, like watch Iowa State.
Iowa State's a fun basketball team. They've been playing really well.
Watch Iowa State. Tournament. Yeah, watch yeah. them.
Oh, real quick, you got a Tolo that texted in. You're talking about the North Texas versus LSU?
Yeah.
He said, Tolo says he went to school with UNT coach Ross Hodge. He went to school with him at Siegelville, and he's an awesome dude.
That's awesome. There you go. Let's go, Cobb, baby. Go Mean Green. Hopefully they can hold on and get that victory. All right, we'll be paying attention.
What are you worried about?
Have a great show. Well, it's a big deal for us, man.
I know. I'm saying good for you. I'm glad you're going to get the win here.
Let's go.
It feels I mean, good to be a champion.
I went to the school. I can jump in your face and yell and rah, rah, rah.
That's right.
I guess.
You can, yeah. No, absolutely.
I won't do that.
No, no,
though.
You
it's
can.
A, it's an NIT victory. I'm
you
not going to do that.
You can absolutely do that if you want.
All right. The Get Right coming up, 7-11. Thank you so much, Solutions Alexander, Carter Freeman, the General Gavin Dawson, Brian, Eric. I'm Zach Wolchek. Until tomorrow, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.